Caring for others is the duty of the righteous. A disciple renounces the sense of ownership and gains the whole world, forgetting the material and opening the spiritual. And yet, every disciple begins to pray more diligently for the well-being of their relatives when they receive news from their hometown. Caring for one's neighbor has always been a good way to improve one's karma. In ancient India, it was considered the primary duty of every righteous person to take care of a monk, sannyasi. In families that regularly gave alms to wandering monks, misfortunes almost never happened. And in the village near which a saint lived, there was a good rice harvest every year. Many high souls who are now incarnating all over the world lived in that ancient India. So let us remember these old good traditions. May such become an honorable choice respected by all people on earth. And if someone does not understand or respect your choice, pray for them. Ask God, so that at least in the next life this person awakens and sees their delusions. 15. Miraculous Healing. Dear teachers, I am writing to you as a general practitioner. In November, an unusual meeting with the teachers of a spiritual egregore took place in our city. It was difficult to gather 6 doctors for this meeting, but what happened turned upside down the understanding of healing in each of the participants and the entire healthcare system as a whole. First, the teacher told us about the history of healing from the times of Atlantis, ancient Egypt, Paracelsus, and Avicenna to the present day, emphasizing that in recent centuries, healing, which medicine has taken up, as well as modern religion, has become dogmatic. It turns out that one cannot heal only the body, as medicine does, neither one can heal only the soul, as many religious cult clergy try to do. Only someone who is open to the spirit or divine power can heal a person, and then such a healer becomes the possessor of the vision of the cause of the patient's suffering and knowledge of the paths of healing. Entering the field of such a healer, the patient immediately feels fullness, a state of grace, and if the patient begins to talk about their problems, they immediately dissolve, and the diseases caused by these problems disappear. What shocked me the most was the demonstrative healing of one of my severely ill patients, who had been bedridden for 3 months, could not be examined, and was slowly dying. The teacher seated us in a circle. We recited the great mantra of the egregore, and a dense energy cluster formed in the center of the circle. The teacher began to show us various organs in this new cluster, which we saw quite distinctly. It felt like the many years of studying at the Institute spent in youth were wasted. In the circle, we were shown various types of diseases in different organs. Expensive drugs and microscopes were not needed. In the holographic model of the organ, we could see the organ as a whole, as well as its cells. We could see when a cancer cell struggles with a healthy one, how healing occurs. After that, the teacher asked one of us to think of a severely ill person and mentally visualize them. Their phantom immediately appeared in the center of the circle. This is a transcript of the questions and answers that followed. Teacher, what hurts this person? Loosen your gaze and it will stop at the painful part of the body. Disciples, 1, chest, 2, right half of the chest, 3, right lung. Teacher, you correctly identified the affected organ. Now determine which part of the right lung is damaged. Disciples, 1, upper part, I see inflammation. 2, lower part, I see something dense. Teacher, your opinions differed because you lack experience. Now determine the name of the disease from which the patient is suffering. Disciples, 1, pneumonia, 2, chronic pneumonia, 3, fluid in the pleural cavity. Teacher, here you came close to the truth. This patient has chronic inflammation of the lungs, complicated by exudative pleurisy. Can we cure him with penicillin? Disciples, 1. I feel that we can. Teacher, correct. How much penicillin does he need? Will 6 million units be enough? Disciples, 1. Yes, oh, something is happening. 2. I think he doesn't need medicine anymore. I don't see any fluid, and the lung has expanded. 3. Indeed, the entire chest is glowing. Teacher, this is how. By connecting to the spiritual flow, you were able to find out what the patient is suffering from and heal him. The great knowledge of spiritual healing has been transmitted to you with the blessing of the higher powers. At the end of our meeting, I couldn't resist and visited this patient, although I was in the midst of traveling. He was busy with household chores, completely forgetting that he couldn't walk 3 days ago. Now, after witnessing this healing, I don't know why doctors exist and what they treat. When the teacher suggested meeting with doctors working in hospitals in our city, the hospital administrators responded as follows. If you heal everyone, then we will be unemployed. So an absolutely new, or rather the most ancient meaning of spiritual healing, is being revived in our time, and as always, encountering obstacles from official state authorities. I call on all doctors, healthcare workers, and ordinary people to study spiritual knowledge, which heals the soul and body of the healer and the patient. Om Tat Sat. 18. Knowledge will indicate salvation from Armageddon. From the first time residents of Belgium, the Netherlands, and Greece met the knowledge of the spiritual master, transmitted by the teachers of the spiritual egregore, participation in the seminars became an eye-opener for them. In everything they experienced during the expedition to the places of power, that they felt during a shamanic tour in Europe, they felt the power of the spiritual egregore. The truth opened up to them and they realized it. It doesn't matter where the spiritual egregore is located in geographic coordinates. What matters is that there are representatives of this teaching carrying streams of great wisdom to people. Every day, more and more people in Europe are joining the process of spreading spiritual knowledge. Spiritual books, animated films, educational videos, online schools. Participants in these gatherings themselves are becoming leaders of groups to uncover the inner reserves, super abilities, and superpowers of humans. Circles of female power are forming. The more such groups are organized in Europe, the faster people will be able to save themselves from the expected end of the world. Armageddon has already taken its course, and a large number of people are suffering, and suffering brings death. Time has contracted. Suffering and trials have become heavier. But the great saving knowledge helps its disciples to emerge from this crisis. The level of people's energy is rising. There is an opportunity to harmonize human relationships. There are fewer scandals in families. People are getting rid of diseases. They are becoming more active, and everything works out for them when their faith is strengthened. The mentors of the spiritual egregore have opened a window to Europe, through which flows of fresh spiritual air have poured into Western countries and countries around the world. Europeans will finally learn to smile, laugh, and rejoice. But there is no need to relax. Many more people are in danger of experiencing Armageddon themselves. And the task of all bright souls of humanity, reading these words, is to save people from death, to become warriors of light, so that light illuminates the hardened souls of people, healing them. That is why people with many generations of spiritual knowledge are coming to aid humanity and help you in your task. Americans and residents of Asia are also joining this movement. May the light of the spiritual egregore shine crystal clear over the entire Earth, illuminating the great souls of people on your planet, Earthlings.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.